Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And I was in prayer before coming on this broadcast, asking what the Lord would have, and felt that He just really wants to minister to those who are listening today. And I want you to know, beloved, there's someone who really cares and really understands the deep longing of your soul, and that's Jesus. I know with all my heart that He cares, and He is truly touched with your burdens, with your heart's cry, with your desire to experience His presence in your life more than you've ever known before. I may not know everything that is happening in the lives of my partners or those of you who are listening, what's happening at your home situation or the other things that you face each day, but I do know that the Lord cares and that He's still working miracles today. So many have reached the place where they feel they just can't take anymore. Their spirits are so low. So many are deeply troubled and they're just plain exhausted from the battles. So many have huge responsibilities, and some seem that they feel that they've had more than enough of their share of catastrophes and hardships and battles and disappointments and unhappiness and only half successes or no success at all. And beloved, if you feel that way or if you've been confronted with any of these things, let's just join together in faith and prayer and believe God to make those changes that will bring the things that you need and desire of the Lord. The devil's working overtime to make so many people nervous wrecks from so much worry over financial needs or their health or a loved one. But beloved, praise God, through the power of prayer, God moves to give victory. The things that would press against you or would weigh heavy on your mind will be lifted. And I just know in the Spirit that God is moving in your behalf to make a change in those circumstances. Jesus paid it all. It's God's will that you have an abundant life. And it's His will that you have success and health and happiness. These aren't things that you can't have. They are yours because He cares for you. And if you're not feeling as well as you should be physically, or if you've been under a spiritual attack, then as I do on every broadcast, I invite you to write and share those needs. I know there may be times when you feel you want to do so much more to help others, and you just can't, not like you want to. But God knows your heart, and He's moving right now to strengthen you. Whatever your needs might be, I invite you to write. Your letters are always confidential, and I'll believe that you'll be glad that you took time to just write those requests down in that email or in that letter, because our God is ready to prove His love to you in a new measure as we agree together in prayer. He's no respecter of persons. And as we walk with Him daily, He will be, He is, and will be even more so our strength, our life, our daily victory in all things. Praise God. I just want to wait before the Lord. Father, right now, I ask You to just let Your presence be felt. Let Your ministering Spirit, Lord, minister to the needs of those who are in such desperate need of Your touch, of Your intervention in their lives right now. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, I will bring you into a more glorious walk with Me. Just wait upon Me and rest in Me. I would hold you as a father holds his child. Let Your heart rest in My comforting power. Let Your thoughts be at rest, be at peace. This is a time of comforting, a time of renewal. And I will take Your hand in Mine, and you shall feel My power flow to you. multitudes are so burdened with the noise and turmoil of life. But I would take you and lead you into a quiet place in the Spirit. I will watch over you. So many have been robbed of this sweet fellowship because of a lack of faith, faith that I really care for them. Be not as those who stand afar off and turn away when I call, for I long to pour out my blessings to you. I desire to bless you with abundant blessings. Praise me for all your benefits and those things that you desire me to do in your life. Know that I will cause your cares to vanish, and you will know that I am your burden bearer. Beloved, I desire that you bring me your love, bring me your praise, not in word only, but in action, in praise and faithfulness, as never before. Don't you know that I am very concerned about your every need? I see the duties and the responsibilities that have been so heavy. But, beloved, the Lord load shall be lighter. I will do a mighty spiritual work for you. Only believe and trust me. Your praises are a blessing to my heart. They are expressions of your faith. Your words of love are as a sweet fragrance. Fear not and be not afraid of evil works, for I am your protector and I am your deliverer. He who trusts in me and doubts not in his heart shall know what it is to be the beloved of the Lord. I will bring my power to bear in your behalf. Many hearts have grown cold toward me, says the Lord. They have ears that have become dull to my call. Their hearts are cold. But it shall not be so with you, beloved. All that you lack, I shall supply. I will cause a hunger in your heart toward me that no trial, no battle, no valley experience shall be able to quench. When the three Hebrew children were thrown into the fiery furnace, was there not a fourth person in their midst? Even so shall I be with you through every trial, and you shall not be overcome. Beloved, don't be anxious concerning tomorrow. My mercy shall be revealed in your behalf, and my grace shall flow to you. Yea, I have a plan that contains good in your behalf. Never allow the enemy to make you doubt regarding my faithfulness to you. I have declared it, and as you shall believe, new and greater things shall be unveiled to you. Beloved, I have fought for my people since time immemorial. Why would I not fight for you? I have watched over you to this hour, beloved. Otherwise, you couldn't have stood. Yet, only a small portion have you enjoyed to this time in comparison to the greater and greater things that I shall open to you. I will keep you and care for you and provide for you according to all that you need, even as it is written. Many, oh, so many, do not realize that it is through serving me that they find true happiness. Many don't understand that one has to sow in order to reap. I cannot bless my people unless they're willing to ask me, and I can give no answer unless they call me, and I'm not able to minister to their needs except they come to me. Even so, beloved, come to me in the power of prayer and in obedience. Call to me and I will answer you. It has been a cloudy day concerning the blessings you've had in days past in comparison to that which I have reserved for you in this hour when the sunlight of my presence shall be revealed in your life and in your circumstances. I will bring you into a maturity and into an understanding of your relationship with me, says the Lord. And I will cause, yea, my presence to be as a leafy shade tree over you to protect you from the heat of the day of battle. As you open your heart to me, I will be there. I will come to you, and as you speak to me, I will speak to you. As you give to me, I will give to you. And I reveal many great things to your heart, and you will become aware of the working of the Lord in your life anew. I didn't bring you out of darkness to let your path be obscured by the works of darkness. I haven't saved you to let you remain as a little child spiritually, but I have purposed to bring you forth to maturity, and I have purposed to increase your wisdom and your knowledge in the things of God. To the unbeliever, to the carnal-minded, these things that I would speak to you about seem as great foolishness. But to your heart, to your mind, to your spirit, yea, even to your body, it shall be life and power and joy and peace and glory, says the Lord. Bring your thoughts in line with my word as never before. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This is not an empty sentence. It is life to the believer. It is knowledge to you, and it is joy to your heart. It is peace and comfort, says the Lord. I've spoken these words to you, beloved, for your encouragement. And as you receive these words by faith, and as you walk in these words by faith, and as you stand faithfully, obediently, in my behalf and in the cause of the Lord, you shall grow in grace and in your knowledge of me. The wonderful things I will show you in my word shall be as sweet honey to your spiritual taste, says the Lord. Beloved, I have sealed you with my Holy Spirit. You shall no longer be as you were yesterday. This shall be a dawning of a new day. Your joy shall be full to running over as a basket that is filled to capacity and brought in from the fields. It shall be warm and fragrant and sweet, says the Lord to you, even this day. Father, as you have spoken by the Holy Spirit, so, Father, seal these words. I just take authority, Lord, over every work of the enemy that would rob or steal from your beloved. And I pray, Lord, for the realization, for the manifestation of these words in their personal lives. Lord, that you will give the increase. You will give those blessings. You will show your favor. And Lord, we give you honor and glory for it. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus. We love and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, beloved, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I pray that you will continue to receive from the Lord. You walk with him. He is your refuge. He is your hiding place. He is your source of victory in everything and in all things. Amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I do invite you to write if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. He's got a reason for it. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.